native bees contribute about $3 billion of pollination services to the U.S. agricultural system every year.
That was Joan Miners, a PhD student at the University of Florida in the School of Natural Resources and Environment. Miners and her Utah State University collaborators recently published work about a 17-year study on the biodiversity of native bee species in Pinnacles National Park, located in Central California.
We set up 10 different locations throughout the park that represented a variety of habitat types that we wanted to sample and catch anything we saw. So we're trying to kind of be like bee collecting robot, trying to just collect everything that we saw, not focus on any particular flower, so that we made sure we got the whole community of bees active in this area.
Pinnacles National Park is just over 100 square kilometers in size, so about the size of Provo City. Miners and her collaborators found that 450 bee species live within the confines of the park.
And when you look at the density of species per area, that's more species in a small area than has been found anywhere else.
And each of these unique bee species contributes to the diverse ecosystem in different ways.
Yeah, so each different type of bee is going to do things slightly differently. They're occupying different parts of the habitat, and they're also going to have slightly different pollinating behavior. So a really tiny bee might pollinate different flowers than a large bee would. Pinnacles has about 700 different species of wildflowers, and part of the reason for that is their native bee biodiversity and vice versa. So you've got this cycle where really high floral diversity supports really high bee diversity and vice versa.
Pinnacles National Park is the nation's newest national park, created in 2013 due in part to the native bee biodiversity found in this unique landscape. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.